Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
It's a good noon hump day song. Halfway to the weekend, congratulations. It's all downhill from here. Midday show with Andy and Randy. Hour number two brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. Get back into an NFL no huddle here in just a couple of minutes. Bunch of news from around the league, including Falcons news from last night. We'll get into a Falcons pass catcher conversation, which is in regard to that news from last night, which is Ray McLeod has been released by the team. We'll get there in about 20 minutes. The back page with Bo coming up at 12:40. As well. All of that this hour, brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing.
The NBA obviously started last night. Hawks, as we know, get going tonight. One other game, and I mentioned this to you yesterday, but for whatever reason, I have a free preview of NBA League Pass.
Yeah.
Now, Cleveland and New York, Cavs and Knicks, that's going to be a nationally televised game on ESPN. Another game, which oddly enough is going to be on ESPN as well, so I don't really need League Pass anyways. I didn't realize it was on ESPN until I see it now, so I brought up the League Pass thing for nothing.
That's all right.
Cooper Flagg's debut against Wemby.
Yeah.
In Dallas.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Really interested in that. Cooper Flagg kind of went nuts in the preseason too, which is exciting. Wemby has grown.
Yeah, I think
does that happen?
It's going to be really something to see if all the stuff that kind of seems like is happening with Wemby.
So how tall is he now?
I don't know. He's
7'7"?
I thought he grew stronger. Did he actually grow taller?
I think they said he went from 7'3" to 7'5".
That's insane. Like, that's okay. What are we doing? Why are we, you know, what are we growing more for when we're professional athletes? It always blows me away when we hear these stories.
I'm just asking, what is the cutoff to grow an extra, you know, 2-3 inches?
So he's just going to dunk and not jump?
I'm not worried about him.
Who are you worried about?
Me. Can I? Is it possible still?
Yeah, I know. I keep thinking that, too.
Can I get, like,
I was seeing late 30s Scandinavian growth spurt. Well, I'm in my early 40s now, and it hasn't happened.
I mean, it didn't happen in high school.
My body's trying to grow this way.
It's a different growth.
Yeah, I'm trying to avoid that.
Easier growth.
What did you think of the NBA on NBC coverage last night? Because I loved it.
Yeah, I liked it. I mean,
it was such a nostalgic memory. Obviously, that's what nostalgic memory. But you know what I mean? It was such a nostalgic vibe,
right?
From childhood when they had the games. And I don't know what it is. I was trying to describe it to you before the show. Something about the way NBC presents sports. I don't know if they have better cameras, producers. The graphics are good. I know their broadcasters are excellent. They always have great play-by-play guys, studio guys, all that. But something about Sunday Night Football. Something about the U.S. Open golf when it's on NBC. Something about the NBA on NBC last night. Like, the way that they do sports just looks better. It feels higher quality than some other
broadcast
companies.
I think they get attached to a higher quality because of the Olympics. This is my opinion. The Olympics are a higher prestige event in general, I think, because of some of the things that revolve around the Olympics every 4 years and the whole world's involved.
Yeah, the pageantry and all that.
All of that.
But I think they do it perfectly, though. You know?
Right. But I think they get attached to prestige because of the Olympics, and I think it carried over last night. And I agree with you about some of the other events.
This do a great job.
Horse racing, right? There's a prestige to that, too.
Right.
And they do a great job with that. And we talked about it. There's just no one to handle those big moments, especially when it's multi-sport. I know last night was just NBA.
Yeah.
But Tirico's just, he's just such a barometer for everyone else in the industry.
Just like opening night last night on NBC felt so much bigger and more like well done than the NBA finals did last year.
I would argue this.
Like,
we shouldn't judge NBA on NBC by opening night. We should judge it by night 32.
Sure.
Or
fair enough.
34.
Fair
or
enough.
Whatever.
Yeah. I don't disagree with that. I mean I think that everybody can get up for the grand opening.
That's right.
What do you like a few months in? But I don't know. I just have felt like that about NBC Sports for such a long time, and they did it again last night with that NBA debut. I don't entirely understand all of the reaction to the Michael Jordan interview. Felt like a fine story about shooting a free throw at a rental house.
It was a glorious puff piece.
I
would like some real content.
But
please.
The way that it was taken was like, that's why he's the GOAT. It was like, what? Why? Because he made a free throw in front
after
of a kid.
15 years?
Oh, my main takeaway was it just reconfirmed Randy's longstanding Jordan take, which is his eyes are now wood grain, which they are. Get the man a Visine sponsorship. Well, but it was like a fine story about
is there an athletic achievement that you haven't accomplished in like 15 years that you're like, I could still do that if I was asked?
I don't know.
Is there anything like that? Like Jordan stepping back to the free throw line?
I could
line?
Make a free throw in a driveway.
You think so?
Yeah.
One attempt right now? You're betting on yourself to make a free throw?
Here's the thing. No one saw it. So I bet I could go on vacation, do whatever I want, come back and have you ask me if I made a free throw, and I could say, yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
are you questioning the legitimacy of the story?
I don't care whether the story was true or not. I just didn't think it was that great of a story, is all I'm saying. It was like, yeah, okay, cool.
Hey, with respect, you're the greatest player in the sports history. I hope you can still make a free throw.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, you know, I don't know. He was nervous.
Do you know the story about...
I don't know. I didn't get the reaction to it. Maybe I'm missing something.
You know the Bob Cousy story? I think it's from Blue Chips.
Mm-mm.
Where he was shooting free throws in a scene, and the scene didn't call him to, like, drill 18 straight, and he just, live action, just, like, drilled 18 straight free throws.
Good.
That's how good he was. So, I'm just saying, like, making a free throw after...
I feel like an NBA Hall of Fame guard should be able to make...
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. Like, making a free throw after however many years of muscle memory doesn't feel like a big stretch.
All right.
That's all.
All right, so here's what we can't do now. We can't do an NFL no huddle because we did that.
My bad.
So that's okay. It's fine. It's all right. We'll do an NFL no huddle in the next segment because it was going to be NFL anyway, and it was going to be Falcons related. So we'll skip the Kyle Pitts why we can't score touchdowns in the red zone comments and just kind of update you on a couple of other things that are going on, including Russell Wilson... And I was surprised by this because, like, he doesn't normally get in the fray with things like
that.
That's
why it stood out.
Russell Wilson called Sean Payton classless for the comments regarding facing Jackson Dart. He whatever he said after the game was like he was hopeful that they wouldn't have made the quarterback switch by the time they played so he could play Russell Wilson. I didn't say that, but it was implied. And then Russell went on Twitter and said he was classless, which I don't know, like, I don't think anyone was paying that close of attention to the Sean Payton comments. I was surprised that Russell called attention to
the comments because it would have gone under the radar.
Yeah.
But then Russ, and I know Bo's got the specifics, then Russ, like, recalled Bounty Gate.
Right.
Which was, I mean, from way downtown?
Yeah, like from way downtown.
Where's that reference? There are fans of the league who don't know what that is, by the way.
Well, maybe they should. Maybe that was his point. Was the guy got suspended for a
Do
year
your
from
research?
The NFL for putting bounties on Brett Favre in a playoff game.
That was, how long ago was that?
It was a while ago. It was like 15
We're
years
bringing
ago,
that
probably.
Up?
Yeah.
You know, Bounty Gate through the media.
What else is he going to say, you know?
Just call it classless and leave it at that.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know.
Fair enough. But anyway, that's what Russell Wilson decided to do regarding that Sean Payton thing. We'll ask Mark Schlereth about that if he can give us just anything, because he doesn't like him either. Like, Mark Schlereth really doesn't like
I bet
like
there's
Russell
some
Wilson.
Stories in Denver,
there's gotta
too.
There's got to be. Yeah, there's I bet there's be. Some. And I know we'll never get all of them. Same thing with Ray McLeod. Like, I genuinely wonder
what if that's our new bit with Schlereth, just every happened? Week, what? One more story about Russ.
All right,
and
give us a little more. Give us a little more. The Falcons released Ray McLeod last night. Couple healthy scratches. Didn't play well in the first few games he played in this year.
Apparently,
from what I understand, him and Ike Hilliard were very close, and that's a big part of why he came here in the first place.
Yeah,
was Ike Hilliard the receivers coach who got fired earlier in the year? I don't know, man. Like, that's don't lose your job over your buddy. Like, that doesn't seem like a good.
Yeah, that's what I was just thinking. Like, with respect to Ike Hilliard or to you or Randy, like, not a hill I'm going out on, man.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign. No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
I don't know. Yeah, I feel you. Like, I get what you're saying.
You know what I mean? Like, I get it. But, like, hold that in?
You're saying if they fire me unceremoniously, you're showing up the next day?
Yeah, I might be taking your job, man.
Okay.
Yeah. Good to know. Not taking anyone's job in the role of host at Ed Boyle's Kia of Chamblee. It's going to be Allie Mack. You can join her noon
Not
to 2.
Taking my job with that segue.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.